You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our dedicated weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Now, as Brazil weathers turbulent economic times, the footwear brand Havaianas stands out as a homegrown success story. This week, Monocle's very own, Fernando Augusto Pacheco, takes a closer look at the design of the world's most ubiquitous flip-flop.
No matter where you are in the world, if the weather's nice and you're in a reasonably casual social setting, you can probably find someone wearing a pair of flip-flops with a miniature Brazilian flag set into the strap. It's the calling card of the most famous flip-flop in the world, Havaianas. The company made headlines when it was sold to a group of Brazilian investment firm for $1.1 billion. The news came as a relief for fans. The brand's previous owner, J&F Group, has become expensively embroiled in the country's corruption sorrows. Brazil is going through very tough times economically, and there are few homegrown brands doing well internationally. But the global appetite for Havaianas, a company that promises, in its own words, to spread the Brazilian summer spirit to people around the world, shows no signs of waning. But how did the product become such a staple in Brazil and beyond? The name Havaianas was trademarked in 1962 by a Scottish immigrant to Brazil named Robert Fraser. The rubber flip-flops were an evolution of sandals Fraser had been making, based on traditional Japanese zori, which had tissue straps and a rice straw sole. The name was from the feminine form of the Portuguese word for Hawaiians. At the time, Hollywood was giving Hawaii the hard sell as a tropical paradise. Initially, the cheap flip-flops were worn mainly by plantation workers. The color choices were very limited. Customers could choose from blue, white, or green straps attached to a white insole. But they eventually caught on among the wider population. An extremely important benefit of the rubber construction for Brazilians, famous for taking 3 showers a day, is that the sandals didn't smell, especially in the simmering summer heat. In 1995, the brand had a major breakthrough. They released their first patterned sandals based on the hibiscus flowers. It was a major hit and brought the flip-flops to the attention of a more fashion-conscious customer. This was the start of a constant cycle of design innovation. In the run-up to the 1998 FIFA World Cup in France, the company introduced a series with a Brazilian flag on the strap in support for the national team. It's been there ever since. These days, there are dozens of variations, with new designs added frequently. The company has also managed to move the humble flip-flop upmarket through collaborations with high-end brands like Missoni, Swarovski, and Manolo Blahnik. Currently, over 200 million pairs are being sold in more than 100 countries each year. The brand operates 700 shops around the world and recently opened a massive flagship store in Portugal, the biggest in Europe. But in spite of this global expansion, Havaianas remains a quintessentially Brazilian brand. Every pair is made in one of 2 major factories in Brazil. The oldest one is in Campina Grande, the second largest city of the northeastern state of Paraíba. In response to high demand, a second was opened in 2013 in the state of Minas Gerais, with the capacity to make 3 to 4 pairs a second. Havaianas has grown into a world-famous brand by exporting the carefree, fun-loving Brazilian spirit in flip-flop form. Now, as the country faces economic and political turmoil with little relief in sight, its continued success will be important for keeping the national spirit up.
Our very special thanks to Monocle's sure-footed Fernando Augusto Pacheco there for that report on the Brazilian flip-flop giant Havaianas. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. Now, don't forget you can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And if you can't wait, remember there are always more design delights to unpick in the pages of Monocle magazine and for August, our weekly summer newspaper. My name's Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye.